intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. Now, if you're like me, you probably like to use Google Maps to find local businesses. And there are two problems with that. One is that when businesses go out of business, which is happening a lot, they are not removed from Google Maps. And you can waste a lot of time clicking on links and trying to get to the website, and then you find out that they're just not there anymore. But there's another one. Apparently, scammers who feel it is open season on you, the American public, are adding thousands of fake companies to Google Maps. So you'll be looking for something, you're looking at Google Maps for something nearby, and you'll click on the link and it'll say, yes, we're in your neighborhood, give us a call. And the call goes to a call center for a company that basically has contractors, unaccredited contractors, that will do jobs for them at a huge markup. And you can wind up being coerced into paying much more than the original quoted price. There's no control on this. Google apparently is perfectly happy with this. Now, down in Australia, their consumer watchdog agency, the Competition and Consumer Commission, is filing a legal complaint on behalf of 275 consumers against Apple because they're refusing to repair devices that have been repaired by or serviced by a third party. In other words, if you have an Apple device and you go get something done to it by a third party, Apple says they refuse to serve it from then on. You're on your own. And it's just another way of guaranteeing cash flow to Apple. And Apple repairs are very expensive. Boy, remember the big stink over that first battery in the iPod? Battery would wear out quickly. What's the solution? Buy a new iPod. Now, Symantec is now attributing 40 cyber attacks to hacking tools leaked out of the CIA. And by the way, apparently another hacker group has dumped a huge treasure trove of NSA hacking tools onto the web, supposedly in response to Donald Trump violating his campaign promise regarding no more foreign interventions. And I agree with the protest, but not the method, because it's all going to make our lives just that much more miserable. The CIA and NSA, far from making us safer and more secure in our online world, have actually made us much more vulnerable. And that may be what's going on here, where TP-Link's M5350 3G Wi-Fi router has a major, huge bug in it. And the discoverer of the bug, SecureEye, basically said that there is code inside the router where if it receives a specially SMS message with a specific line of text, will reply to the text with the login credentials for the router. So even if you have put your own password and username on the router so that people can't use the default system, anybody who has this system can send a text message to your router, which is visible on the internet, and they will get back your login credentials from which they can then telnet in and do all kinds of mischief. Now, this article where it's being reported, the Register over in Great Britain, is saying, well, this was probably created for the convenience of the developers, but somehow it got left behind before the router was put out on the market, and it should have been deleted. I think this is one of the NSA's mandated backdoors, because we know they've been doing it all over the place, and they're leaving us wide open for cyber criminals. Isn't the first responsibility of any government to take care of its population, its infrastructure, safety and security? Not actively sabotage it. Now, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines if anybody wants to call on it. There's another malware out there called BrickerBot, and it is bricking, which means rendering permanently useless Internet of Things devices. And it was detected by Radware, and apparently it's just running around. If you have any Internet of Things devices, of which I have a grand total of none, it just wrecks them. That's it. There's no ransom demanded. There's no stealing of data. There's nothing. It's just, we're going to wreck it just to see if we can wreck it. Now, this is a very alarming development. Story that we're getting out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, Germany has just passed a new law arrogating to itself the authority to simply erase independent media websites from the internet. And they do it simply by forcing social media sites to ban them. It's another reason for you to stop using the main social media companies that are co-opted by the government and go with the alternatives. Scene Life, VK, and so forth. Obviously, the designers of the New World Order have to be really, really afraid to be doing steps like that. This is Germany's updated version of book burning. And we're still getting the bovine excrement about a lot of things here. Story out of Sputnik News. Scientists are saying that the Fukushima radiation on the U.S. West Coast poses no health risk whatsoever. They've gone from denying that the Fukushima radiation got over to the United States, and they're saying, well, yes, it did, but it's like Ann Coulter said, a little radiation is actually good for you. So you had scientists from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution and from Ottawa's Fisheries and Oceans Canada are saying that the radioactive exposure from Fukushima is less than what you would get as a dental patient exposed to a routine X-ray. Now, there's one small issue to keep in mind. A dental X-ray lasts a second. Exposure to Fukushima radioactivity runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. And when you leave the dentist's office, you leave the radioactive source behind. Whereas if you're living along the west coast of the United States, and you eat fish that are carrying the radiation, you are now permanently contaminated, and it will stay inside your body, radiating, for however much longer you have to live. And already they're acknowledging thyroid cancer rates in the U.S. are climbing, although they insist they have absolutely no explanation for it whatsoever. Now, going on back, Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, very tightly tied in with the U.S. government, and Ottawa's Fisheries and Oceans Canada. In other words, they're out there trying to protect their fishing industries. Because if word gets out that the fish are radioactive, people are not going to want to buy them. And again, I go back to that that story about deadliest catch, about the crab fishermen. And they did their end of season show down here on Oahu, and there was a member of their crew who's a fan and invited me over to just watch the filming. And when the cameras were not running, all they could talk about was how terrified they were that some college student was going to go down to the shoreline in Alaska, grab a crab, put a radiation meter up next to it, and post the video on YouTube. They were deathly afraid of that. Remember when Fukushima first happened? U.S. Department of the Interior and the Alaska Fisheries Commission both came on out and said, our fish are safe. We're not even going to test. We don't need to test. We know it's safe. Please go on buying our product. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And again, another reason to be very concerned about Donald Trump being co-opted, hijacked, going back on so many of his promises, and really just seeming to have an endless series of bad choices for his close associates. And apparently Trump's pick to oversee the pharmaceutical industry is very financially connected to the opioid industry, which we know is now out of control. Something like 80% of the world's opium output is consumed in the United States of America, both illegally and prescription. And the opium is hideously addictive. And apparently, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's Trump's nominee to lead the Food and Drug Administration, has received significant payments from the opioid industry while attacking all attempts to slow down the overprescribing of opiate pills. Very, very disappointed. Now then, back to the world of your wonderful Obamacare, which is unfortunately still in effect due to the deadlock in Congress. And we're all required to have our Obamacare compliant health insurance, which is very expensive, much more expensive than the plans that Obama said we could keep if we liked. And they have sky high deductibles, which makes it very hard to actually get anything of any value from these policies. It's like a money motel. The money goes in, but it doesn't come out. And now it's getting worse, because the health insurance companies are starting to exclude certain medications from coverage. And basically, they're looking at 154 different drugs will now be exempt from insurance coverage. And if you're on one of these prescriptions, the copay is just going to burn you. Now, some of the drugs include Viagra, Qsymia, and apparently now they're starting to get into medications that aren't just for fun. But it's just another way of gouging the American people for health care. Best thing you can do is get off those pills. Eat healthy. Watch your diet. Watch your vitamins and supplements. Because you look at somebody who's on that prescription medicine, medical treadmill, those are some of the sickest looking people I've ever seen. They don't even look healthy. Another story coming on out here, this is in the Huffington Post. Childhood antibiotic use could lead to autoimmune disease in adulthood. And antibiotics are something that when they were first discovered, oh, it was wonderful. And then they just became the one size fits all. Whatever you've got, here's some antibiotics. And unfortunately, the antibiotics are not very selective. Yes, they will kill the specific germ that you are dealing with in the illness, but along the way, they kill other bacteria that your body needs. So antibiotics can actually cause serious damage because they indiscriminately kill off hundreds of important strains of healthy bacteria that you need to stay healthy, along with the bad bacteria. And now a Monash University study involving mice, published in the April issue of the Journal of Leukocyte Biology, finds that childhood antibiotic use impedes the normal growth and development of gut bacteria, which in turn affects the function of the immune system. 70% of your immune system is contained in the gut because your primary exposure to germs is via the food that you eat. Now, this story affects me for a personal reason, but I'll get into it. This is coming out of Sputnik News. There's been a study on the U.S. medical establishment that shows that sick Americans are being misdiagnosed at an absolutely frightening rate. And the gist of the story is that you should get a second opinion before you make any decisions. Don't get scared into committing to a source of treatment unless you really know. Remember that doctor who was sent to prison for telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer in order to sell chemotherapy and radiation treatments. And apparently 88% of patients who go get a second opinion from another doctor get a differing diagnosis. 88%. And we know there's a big problem with doctors being incentivized by various pharmaceutical companies to sell their product over others, and that's going to impose a bias on them. When I had my illness a few years ago, the reason it was so severe, the reason I almost died, was they misdiagnosed me twice in a row before they finally figured out what was going on. If they'd gotten the diagnosis right the first time, I probably would have not had to go to the hospital, because we just had a friend of ours who came down with the same thing I did, but they nailed it on that first diagnosis, and he's fine. Now then, down in New Zealand, the Maori Party is claiming a genetic engineering or GMO victory in the RMA reforms. And apparently the government was moving to strike out GMO-free areas set up by the Maori councils. And this was an agreement between the National and the Maori Party, where the Maoris don't want GMO. And so they have basically staked out areas and saying no GMO allowed here. And the New Zealand government, as beholden to Monsanto apparently as our own, went on in and said, we can erase that. You are not allowed to have GMO-free land around your homes. And apparently it went to court. And apparently the court said, it's the Maori's land. They can do whatever they want with it, including saying that they do not want certain types of products on it. And that, too, is another symptom of fascism, where the government comes on in and says that you must have something on your land or must have something in your body, or you're not allowed to eat this, you're not allowed to have that. We will decide everything for you. And usually there's a profit motive behind it, and that, again, gets us back to fascism. Now, over in North Carolina, another example of fascism at work, there's a bill moving through the North Carolina General Assembly that would bar North Carolinians living near the various factory farms from recovering more than token damages in civil lawsuits where the farm's corporate owner is found responsible for causing harm to them outside. Overuse of fertilizers, GMO. Basically, the North Carolina lawmakers are indemnifying the factory farms, saying, yeah, they feel really bad that they dumped a lot of raw sewage from their animals on your property, but you can't sue them. You know, you can only get a token award and a very, very nice apology on very expensive stationery. Apparently, a 3,700-year-old pyramid has been uncovered in Egypt. And apparently this pyramid is so old that it was actually buried. They say it goes back to the 13th dynasty, and they're saying it looks like this thing may be intact. This could be the biggest discovery since Tutankhamun. Now, they're beginning to realize that throughout history, the tomb robbers have always gone for the tombs of the pharaohs and their queens, because obviously there's a lot more material in there. And they're discovering now that the tombs of the mid-level nobility were basically bypassed. They weren't worth the tomb robbers' trouble to locate and dig into. And they're starting to find more and more of those are still intact with all of those archaeological treasures. Now, there's a lot of archaeology going on in Egypt that's being done through satellite observation. And there's a program called the Human Computing Initiative, where basically amateur scientists from around the world sign on to this thing, and you will be sent images, either from Egypt, or I was watching a show last night where they were searching for Genghis Khan's tomb, which has never been found. And these armchair scientists will look at these images and they'll highlight something that looks interesting and send them all back. And they assemble the data and they're actually being led to new archaeological discoveries. So that's a very, very exciting thing to do. If I had more spare time, I'd sign on for that thing myself. I remember some years ago, I was actually involved in one of the first attempts to use computerized image enhancement in an archaeological context. And it was for the J. Paul Getty Museum. And we got to work with some of the Roman artifacts to scan them and bring out the very faded painted illustrations that were on them. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun to do that. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently in the latest bit of distraction, Fox News is going on and on about United Airlines bumping passengers for this or that reason. And again, I think it's a recognition that this nonsensical story about Assad gassing his own people has fallen flat on its face. And now the rush is on to get something else going. Attack on North Korea, United Airlines, Kim Kardashian, whatever is going to be here. Couple of interesting stories, then we're going to take some phone calls. Breakaway Catholic order hides priests accused of sexual crimes in British coastal town. And apparently they're saying this is a renegade Catholic bishop who's already been excommunicated twice. Is basically harboring accused clergy so that they cannot be found by the police. And just to show that we don't really have a bias on this, there was a story that came through today. Apparently, a Buddhist monk in Myanmar was arrested with a huge stash of methamphetamine pills. And they went back to the monastery, and they just found something like 4 million pills in there. So... Boy, oh boy. All right, let's take some phone calls. Nicholas in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Just want to say thank you for having the show and telling us the truth. just quick story about myself. When I in 1991, I was in college, and we actually ordered pizza and beer and watched the bombing on TV of Iraq back then.
Yeah.
I bought it hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. I found your site in shortly after 9/11, and I just awoke at that time. And I wanted to know what caused your awakening. What led you to the connection between the banks and the wars and the fraud? When did that start for you?
Boy, it's been a long process of evolution. And as I said, my skepticism of the media and the government began all the way back during Jim Garrison's trial of Clay Shaw, because I had saved all the magazines that came out from the Kennedy assassination, and I'd flipped through them, and I didn't see anything at all. And then when Garrison had Shaw up there and said, you know, there were things wrong with the story, and I went back and I looked with fresh eyes, and it all leapt out. The lies, the fake photos, and all the rest of that. And that, I think, sort of put me in a mental frame of mind to never trust what I was being told on TV ever again. Then, of course, the next step, which really did change my life, unfortunately, I was working in Southern California, and I just had this this image that was put out by the White House of the hand of Vince Foster, supposedly with the gun he killed himself with. Now, at that time, my business was motion picture and television visual effects. It was my job to know what looks real and does not look real on film or TV. And the instant I looked at that picture, I said, this is a fake. It's a stage shot. It's not real.
Right.
There were so many problems with it. I mean, there was no blood at all on Foster's hands or white sleeve that he supposedly fired the gun with. And at that time, I was doing a little bit of work for a company that shared the same building as CNN Hollywood. And during lunch, we all shared the same outdoor cafe, and I was sharing this picture with some of the coworkers and saying, there's obviously a problem here. And I remember clearly seeing the people from CNN just listening intently to me. That very night, the threatening phone call started, and I was let go mid-production from this job the next day, and that was it. My career in Hollywood was over. And that was when I really woke up to the true nature of what life in the United States is like. And we don't have freedom of speech. We don't have a system of justice that follows the law. We have the rich and powerful take what they want. And after that, it was just kind of a continuing process. I didn't have my career anymore, so I had a lot of time to focus on building the website and doing a lot of research. And, sure. You know, eventually building up this vast amount of information on the real history of the United States going back for the last 23 years.
Once you start looking at it, I mean, it really pops out at you. I mean, it just I'm trying to get as many people on your site as possible, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just amen to you, Mike. Thank you very
believing.
Much.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, once you stop
thank
believing,
you. Yep.
Once you stop believing and look at what's going on objectively, you see the lies very quickly. That's why they raise you to believe. Believe in Santa Claus, you're going to get a bicycle. Believe in the Easter Bunny, you get chocolate. Believe in honest government and honest bankers and truthful media, and you will not get harmed. We have to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to take a phone call from Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You would, I'm sure, be knowledgeable about this one. How much do I have to pay for a Geiger counter? I see here on eBay they're $150 from the Russian Federation. I don't know what I'm looking at. China,
Basically, how much you're paying for the detector is determined by a couple of factors, and perhaps the single most important one is whether it will measure alpha radiation, which is the lowest energy radiation, and in order to be able to do that, it requires a special window in the end of either the scintillometer or the Geiger-Müller tube, and that's what really drives the cost up, because the most popular substance for that window is the mineral mica that alpha rays can pass through. Alpha radiation is very weak. It's stopped by the dead skin cells on your skin. It can't get into your body unless you actually eat the alpha emitter, and that's another major problem. The lower-cost radiation meters measure beta rays and gamma rays, and that's basically the primary issue, and some are made for just occasional use, and others are very heavy-duty high-end search tools, and they can be very expensive, $600 and $700. And I have two radiation meters, including this GMC 300E Plus, which has the advantage of being able to plug into the USB port and with the associated software actually keep track of records of radiation. And actually at the moment, the radioactivity here on Oahu is pretty much at the normal baseline level for living on top of a big slab of congealed basalt.
Really? You know, do you eat fish at all, or...?
Not too much, and unfortunately, I don't have an alpha detector, and again, in the case of alpha, you have to go through a long, involved process to make sure that there's nothing in the way of the particles, because if you have an alpha emitter inside the fish, obviously, the tissues of the fish are going to prevent that particle from coming on out. So actually doing an alpha search on food is a very, very difficult thing to do, but unfortunately, alpha is one of the greatest areas of risk involved. But on top of Fukushima and Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and Hanford and WIP and all the rest of it, the fact that we could be in an all-out nuclear war should be of concern to us all because of the long-term effects of radiation exposure. And one of the big things that was hushed up following the attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was how many of those poor people who did not die immediately of radiation sickness and flash burn injuries went on to have horrible cancers and leukemias. There was a scandal during America's development of nuclear weapons where one of the Nevada tests, they wanted to simulate using a nuclear weapon to breach an enemy's lines and then see how quickly U.S. forces could exploit that breach and rush on through to the rear areas in order to disrupt the enemy line. And the only protection these soldiers were given were sunglasses, and they all came down with cancers and leukemias after. It really is a very, very nasty thing. A lot of the people who were living on the South Pacific Islands where the testing was going on came down with radiation-linked diseases. One of the worst disasters to hit involved a nuclear test that actually produced an explosion almost three times what the scientists thought it was going to be. And there was a huge cloud of radioactive fallout that caught a Japanese fishing ship. And on the way back to Japan, the crew started coming down ill, but the United States did not communicate to Japan exactly what had happened. And so the cargo of fish was sold onto the markets there, and the Japanese people who ate the fish all started coming down with cancers and leukemias. So radiation is kind of like the gift that keeps on giving, whether it's plutonium, uranium, depleted uranium, or any of that. There have been horrendous, horrendous disasters with this stuff.
Is zeolite or calcium bentonite clay or anything effective on that?
Well, it depends on whether you're merely exposed or contaminated, because exposure to radiation comes and goes, like an X-ray. If you're contaminated, it's almost impossible to locate and remove the particles. You can try chelation, but there's no guarantees. It all depends on where it is. If you inhale it and it's in your lung tissue, it's going to be impossible to find and impossible to remove, at least with current technology.
Life on Earth.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that vaccination, what's the update on Kennedy? Is there one?
Well, I mean, Kennedy's been out there making some public appearances. He's getting zero coverage from the corporate media. We all know why that is. Unfortunately, the way Trump appears to be bailing on his campaign promises, I'm not optimistic that we're going to see anything come out of the Vaccine Safety Commission or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because apparently Trump has been threatened or blackmailed, or somehow he's been bought and just turned into another instrument of our fascist economic dictatorship. And nobody is allowed to say anything bad about any product that's making money, because making money is the only measure of morality left in the United States of America. If it makes money, it's good. If it doesn't make money, it's bad.
Yeah, I sent a letter to the editor for a publication here in North Idaho, brought up what Robert K. Kennedy was doing offer $100,000, and he wanted to come up with a scientific study. As a couple of years ago, they actually printed a letter I sent in, and there was a lot of people, a number of people from Kootenai Panhandle Health professionals saying, oh, no, that Wes, he didn't know what he's talking about. I called up Panhandle Health and said, I want to warn you about a public health threat. What is that, sir? Vaccination.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think the reason that Trump may have been sympathetic to this issue is because Barron seems to show the symptoms of being vaccine damaged. And it is a major crisis because at the rate that autism is occurring in our population, by 2030, half of every generation, half of all children will be diagnosed with something along the autism spectrum. And that means these people, by and large, are going to be unavailable to the workforce, plus a significant portion of the healthy workforce is going to be tied up taking care of these people. And there will be insufficient workers left over to take care of things like repairing the roads and building the bridges and certainly manufacturing whatever it is we're going to be manufacturing to sell to the rest of the world. So unless this autism epidemic is dealt with honestly and fairly, it may be profitable in the short run to go on forcing people to buy vaccines that are causing autism, but in the long run, it is a threat to the economy of the United States as a whole. Maybe they understand it's not going to last till 2030 anyway, and maybe that's why they don't really care. But it does show a lack of long-term thinking in virtually every policy-making apparatus of the U.S. government right now.
Ivanka Trump, we know that marriages have been arranged for political reasons, keeping it all in the family, so that sort of thing. That might be what we're witnessing right here. And also, I appreciate your comments on this, but I don't believe that Jewish people are really going to accept Ivanka Trump as a Jew. She did a conversion. Isn't there a law that you have to have a mother Jewish to really be considered Jewish?
Well, I mean, I think the fact that Donald Trump's father seemed to be Jewish in the religious sense. You know, I mean, the rules are kind of fast and loose. When I was married to my first wife, who was Jewish, and she basically said, because it is a matriarchal society, I was already by default Jewish the instant I married her. And I said, that's all fine. Just don't get anywhere near my private parts with that knife. But, you know, we observed the rituals and stuff. We had seders, and I still insisted on a Christmas tree. She'd call it a Hanukkah bush, but we did have a little six-pointed star on the top of it and the various other religious symbols. So I'm willing to go with the flow on these things. I think somebody that is as influential as Ivanka is going to be seen as very attractive, and therefore they will simply go along and say, oh, yes, she's Jewish. We don't need to complain about that.
Well,
but I'll tell you, with this nonsense where Ivanka's emotional reaction to the dead children being the deciding factor for her father, President Trump, that is a very bizarre story because it paints a picture of an Ivanka Trump who allows her emotions to take control. She doesn't think about things. I mean, anybody who thinks about that Assad gassed his own people story understands it is implausible. It is impossible. It just doesn't make any sense. And then for President Trump to be making foreign policy decisions based on his little crying girl, that's not a very positive image of the presidency that they're putting out with that story.
I see on YouTube the video that I was trying to point out a while back. It's called Why Women Destroy Civilizations. There's now a million views, and it's 50,000 people have voted on it, and it's got 82% approval rating. So obviously, there's a lot of women that recognize that their emotions really guide them into problem situations. That's what you're just pointing out to me right now about Ivanka. That her emotions do drive her decisions quite a bit, especially when they're younger. I know that there are some older women I like, D.V. Kidd in particular, but that film, you need to maybe watch it and comment on it. Once again, 82% approval rating. A million people have watched it. 50,000 people have voted on it, and it's a hard study. There has not been...
Well, hang on. First of all, that video was actually a response to another one about how women have built civilization. And that one was just a flat-out pander to feminist liberalism. And the video you're talking about was a response. The reality is, I mean, there's always a continuum in people's heads between emotionality and rationality. Like I said, our culture encourages people to be emotional and to let their beliefs control them, because those who can manipulate the beliefs now have a tool to manipulate the population. People who are thinking calmly and rationally and analyzing facts for themselves are very, very hard to control. And that's why our entire culture is all about teaching young people not to think, but to believe. Believe in Santa Claus, you get a bicycle. Believe in the Easter Bunny, you get chocolate eggs. Believe in the Tooth Fairy, you get a nickel. Just believe. Believe your government is good and all the other governments are bad. Believe that the corporate media is always telling you the truth. Believe that the bankers are honest people. We are enslaved by our beliefs. And I think the very best thing that could happen to the human race is we evolve to the point where beliefs are no longer part of our makeup.
That 1599 Geneva Bible very much built the USA. I mean, one thing that needs to be taught is that man is a very sinful creature. You don't want to trust him, and your rights come from God. That is one of the most important things to understanding the government of the United States, and that's what really separated us from all other civilizations, where kings had such control over people, and we came from a country where, the English people bowed down to their king until it got to be to the point where we wrote a Declaration of Independence and said, no more of this. We're not going to have a
all
king.
Right. Wes, we're going to have to let you go because we're coming up on a commercial break here. And I do want to cover a few more things before the end of the show, and I've let you go on for quite a long time here. The primary cause of the American Revolution was not having to bow to the king, because King George III never actually made it over to the colonies, and so nobody was bowing to anybody. But it was King George III's currency declaration that all business in the colonies had to be conducted using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England, the private central bank of its day. And it impoverished and enslaved the American people until finally they said, "This, we've had enough of this." And then back in 1913, when the Federal Reserve was created, the new private central bank, public schools stopped teaching about King George III's Currency Act. And they recast the American Revolution as tea dropped in Boston Harbor and various other things like that to sort of prevent the smart kids in the class from standing up and saying, wait a minute, we're back in that same situation all over again. Because that's exactly what happened in 1913. A corrupt Congress and a corrupt president sold the American people back into the slavery of the same banking system we fought that revolution to break free of. And the bankers understand we're starting to wake up to what's really going on, and that's why they're trying to slam the slave cage shut with this push against cash. All right, moving on here, I'm seeing this video where apparently Putin is coming out and he's decided to abandon diplomacy, and he simply declared this claim that Assad gassed his own people is a total lie. Actually, he used stronger language than that, but that's what he's saying. We're past the time of mincing words. This was another U.S. war of conquest started with another U.S. government lie, aided and abetted by the U.S. corporate media. And that's all it is. And if Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump actually believe this, then they are, in fact, idiots. And they've made the world far more dangerous. Now, the fact that we're not falling for that Assad gassed his own people hoax this time may be why they're trying to accelerate the invasion of North Korea. Give us another distraction. And they may get that going with another false flag. Drop an atom bomb someplace in the area and say, oh, that was North Korea. The war is on. But if there's one thing the U.S. bombed in Syria last week, it's their own credibility and trustworthiness. Nobody is going to believe anything the U.S. government and corporate media says from now on. We'll be back after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today here, and I'm looking at this video over at InfoWars, where Roger Stone is predicting that a congressional whistleblower is about to come forward with something about John McCain. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Let's take a phone call. Chris in Clearwater, Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Fukushima and the radiation problem. And I would like to find if I'm incorrect here, because I've done a little bit of online research and found, when I do a search of lasers, radioactive waste decay, that lasers can be used to dramatically speed up the decay of radioactive waste. And the only obstacle of which I've heard is that someone once said that, well, lasers are a narrow beam. Well, I know that they can be designed to sweep widely, disperse widely. So I've done a search and found U.S. patent 6724189, B as in boy, number 2, filed December
18th. Okay, we're running out of time here. Just cut to the gist of it, because I am failing to see how specifically laser light is going to clean up radioactive waste, because the light interaction with the atom is happening at the valence level in the electron shells, and the radioactive decay is happening in the nucleus, and maybe just generally heating the radioactive waste will get it to release its radioactivity more rapidly and get down to lower levels. But I don't know of any way that the total amount of radioactive energy coming out of a particular material can be reduced. All it can be is buried. And so I would be very, very cautious about going down this line, because you can get monochromatic light without needing a laser to do it. But again, the laser is going to interact with the atom at the electron shell level, not the nucleus. Okay?
Well, I'm not sure how it works. I've done a search also with the addition of the word water to the search term lasers, radioactive waste decay, and came up with an interesting article, unlikely solution potentially discovered to clean up nuclear waste. It says that a research group from the Prokhorov General Physics Institute says that they have discovered a method for turning radioactive substances into neutral and safe ones in as little as an hour. So they're saying that radioactive isotopes with half-lives of millions of years can be neutralized in an hour or less. And
well, can you send me that article? Can you send me that article? I'd like to read it. Sure. I don't understand how that can be working. And we do know there's a lot of false science out there, you know, being politicized and so forth, like human-caused global warming. All right, Chris, we're going to let you go here because we're just about out of time here. And I'm going to be leaving shortly to go do my weekly interview on the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. And again, we're looking at this story. We're going to keep an eye on this. Roger Stone is saying that there's about to be a big scandal uncorked on John McCain. I think probably most of you would agree with me. It would be something pleasant to see. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please share everything you learn here with everyone that you know. As that caller said, for some reason, we are back in that place of being at risk of a nuclear world war. I'd like to kind of call it off. I hope you will help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells
And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.